Curry Carlson is a senior appraiser of Farm Credit Canada, and he joins us on the line from Lloydminster today. Curry, thank you very much for joining us here for the Ag Show. Comments, please, on the significance of the fact that Farm Credit Canada has come out with a report that farmland values are increasing, I guess specifically in the Peace region, but throughout the province as well.
Yeah, the Peace region has seen an increase this year, about just under 9%, which goes kind of in line with the rest of the province. We had the provincial average at just over 11% for the year, so I guess the Peace would be on the lower end for the province. That being said, it's all been fairly similar across the board for increases, with pockets, of course. So,
with the rise of values, is it a prime time to invest or is it a prime time to sell? What is your estimation?
Yeah, it sure makes a difference at what end of the game you're on. It's, you know, if you're just looking to get in, this maybe isn't the best news for you. The barriers to entry are pretty high cost-wise. But yeah, absolutely. In some regions, if you're looking to get out, and it's been a number of years in a row with increases, and the last couple of years in Alberta, we've seen 7% roughly too, you're probably happy.
How tough has it been for the rate comparison to prior years, especially since significant either increases or decreases have occurred in the past few years?
See, we haven't seen too many significant decreases, other than maybe some oddities or outliers. So for the most part, it's been fairly stable. So I think people have kind of come to expect that as set your watch to it. Although, I mean, we can't tell the future, but it's historically over the last number of years, yeah, pretty stable and steady.
In your estimation here, Curry, how much of an impact has this comparison and how much has this increase in farmland values affected maybe the business of farming and the industry of farming?
Right. So this report is always kind of backwards looking. So as far as affecting the business, I mean, we're just putting information out there so that you know, our customers and anybody in the business can make the best decisions possible. Yeah, our intent is just to provide information and let everybody know what's going on in the province and the country.
Good points you bring up here, Curry. How easy is it to get advice from people like Farm Credit Canada to say, I might be having a little bit of a tougher time here? Is there any advice that can be made a little bit easier here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this can be used to kind of give yourself ballpark information on your own operations or stuff you're looking for. And, you know, if you want great advice, all our local offices and lenders have quite knowledgeable staff. So while we've put out a general report here, I think, there's a lot of knowledge kicking around at Farm Credit throughout our various offices. So,
despite the farmland value increasing and maybe affecting business, are you still hoping or are you still optimistic that, you know, if transitions, if need to be made, will be smooth heading into the spring, summer, and beyond?
Yeah, I think, again, we're just putting info out there. And if you go on our website, you can see, or on the report, you can see kind of maybe a little narrow view of some smaller regions that might help you with some more decisions. So I think as far as transitions, I'm not sure, but like the more information, the better. Like we're reporting on what happened last year. It can help you hopefully make some decisions this year, or at least stay informed on your operation and maybe your rough net worth or values. So
I appreciate this. Curry Carlson is a senior appraiser from Farm Credit Canada. Curry, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. You're welcome. Anytime.